Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will hear some talks given by a single person. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. You will only hear the talks one time, and they will not be printed in your test book. Choose the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, it's Rhonda from Cox Travel. I'm calling about your flight reservations. I've secured a seat on the March 20th flight to Calgary, but unfortunately there are no seats available on the return flight at 4 o'clock on the 30th, so I've put you on the waiting list for a cancellation. Please wait until 3 weeks before the departure. If no seats are available by then, you'll have to take a 7 o'clock flight, which I've temporarily reserved for you. I'll keep you updated on this. Thanks. Bye.
Number 71. Who most likely is the listener? Number 72. What is the problem? Number 73. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you all for taking part in this focus group. We have a new line of breakfast cereal that we want to test before it goes into production. We've prepared 4 varieties for you to try, and we'd like you to fill out a brief survey after trying each flavor. To show our appreciation, we have some product samples that you can take home and share with your families when you finish. Help yourself. You can take as many as you like.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 75. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 76. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"Help yourself"?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we conclude the meeting, I have a request. The Byron Bay Public Library is one of the state's most popular libraries, and as a result, we've been given a much larger budget this year. I'd like to decide how we can best utilize it. Library users often request that we stay open later. Most of you have agreed that this will be the most important change we can make for users. So, I suggest we use the money to employ part-time staff to work in the evenings.
Number 77. Where is the announcement most likely being made? Number 78. What has the facility recently received? Number 79. What does the speaker suggest? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Join Fairfield Fishing Tours for Florida's most exciting guided fishing tour. Our luxury ocean cruiser departs from the Galway Marina at 8 a.m. for a full day of fishing along the Miami shore. We're the only fishing tour in Miami licensed to take groups as large as 20 people, so why not talk to us about your next employee outing? Our onboard chef will prepare you catch in any style you like, including French, Italian, or even Japanese. It's up to you. But be sure to indicate your preference when you make your reservation.
Number 80. What kind of service is being advertised? Number 81. According to the speaker, what is special about the service? Number 82. Why does the speaker say,
"It's up to you"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following news report.
In business news, it seems that SmartTech 21, the tech firm responsible for a range of very popular business software, has decided to join forces with a hardware manufacturer. The manufacturer is little-known Taiwanese company Kangwan. The smaller company will get a massive boost to sales when SmartTech 21's loyal customers start buying Kangwan's new tablet computers. SmartTech 21 has requested 20,000 units by May 8th. With its second factory in Taipei nearly completed, Kangwan should be able to fill that order comfortably.
Number 83. What is the main topic of the report? Number 84. What type of business is SmartTech 21? Number 85. What does the speaker imply about Kangwan? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following recorded message. Hello, you've reached Hands-On Tech, the home of Kentucky's best engineers and mechanics for over 50 years. Our office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We have a special section on the website for people wishing to take part in our open campus on May 10th. So you can register for the open day on the website at www.handsontech.com. It should be a great day with lots of performances and demonstrations from current students. On the other hand, if you'd like to talk about enrolling in any of our courses, please leave a message after the beep. A representative will call you back during office hours. Number 86. What kind of courses are taught at Hands-On Tech? Number 87. According to the speaker, what will be available at the open campus? Number 88. Why should listeners leave a message? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome to the Clemenson Theater. I'd like to thank all the very important people who've taken the time to watch this highly anticipated premiere performance of Bird Plane. In the audience this evening, we have local politicians, journalists, and even some celebrities. Soon, I'll be inviting Mr. Paul Ballantyne on stage to talk about his amazing book and the process of converting it into a stage production. He's agreed to answer some questions from the audience when he finishes, so feel free to ask him any interesting questions you may have.
Number 89. Where is the announcement being made? Number 90. Who is scheduled to speak? Number 91. What are the listeners encouraged to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a speech.
Welcome to the annual year-end celebratory dinner. We like to gather like this at the end of every year to look back on our successes and recognize those of us who've made a special contribution. At this point, I should mention the marketing department. Their ingenious internet advertising campaign has more than tripled our online sales in the 5 months since July. My co-president, Mr. Bernie Jones, has given a speech at this event since he started the company. This is the first time he's been unable to attend.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the event? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
I should mention the marketing department?
Number 94. What does the speaker imply about Mr. Jones? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and graph.
As you can see from this data, in the month of the release of the new version of our photo editing software, sales rose to 12,000 units. However, they dropped sharply in June when our rival, Darksoft, released a similar product. Our poor sales in November were caused by some negative publicity we received when a programming error caused trouble for some users. Updates were published, and sales returned to normal by the end of the year. Customers appear willing to try rival products, so we need to conduct research into what additional functions users are looking for.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. When was the new version of the software released? Number 96. Why were there fewer sales in June? Number 97. What does the speaker suggest the company do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hi, Brian. It's Mandy Rogers from Facilities. It's regarding your section's new kitchen unit. I took a look at your requirements, application, and the size of your department, and I'm afraid that $3,000 is the most we can afford. I spoke with the head of accounting, and he said that we're cost-cutting at the moment, so there's no room for negotiation. You also have a request here for a new office printer. I'd like you to wait until the end of June on this because we're still negotiating with the manufacturer over a contract.
Number 98. Why is the speaker calling? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What model kitchen unit will Brian probably order? Number 100. What will happen at the end of June? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.